Simen Tov Chavav. We are in the middle. We're up to the Mechaber V'Toyla Einav Miyasher Aglav. That's what we're up to. We're up to the page Reish Pei Zayin Simen Tov Chavav Seif Base. But you have to turn a few pages to page Reish Pei Zayin. There are only three lines on top. We're up to the middle line. The middle line is where it says V'Toyla Miyasher Raglav Mavarech. In the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, how does one recite Kiddush Levana? The way you recite Kiddush Levana is by Soila Einav. You suspend your eyes. You hang your eyes. We'll see what that means in a few moments in the Mishnah Berurah. Umiyasha Raglav, and you put your feet together. People, not everyone knows this halacha. This is halacha that's unfortunately not well known. When you recite Kiddush Levana, it's like saying Shemona Esrei. And just like when you say Shemona Esrei, you're Oim Lefnei HaMelech, and you put your feet together. Also, by the way, when you say Kaddish, not everyone knows this either. That when a person says Kaddish, whether a person dying for the Amid, you are supposed to put your feet together. Like when you davening Shemon Esra, when you say Kedusha, most people know that. People know that when you say Kedusha, you put your feet together like the Malachim. But when you say Kaddish, and when you recite Kiddush Levana, and someone is say, it's only again once in 28 years, that when you say Bircha Sachama, you only one bracha, it's only bracha of Oisim. I say Bereshis, you also put your feet together. The toilet of Miyasha Raglam, Bircha make the bracha, the Omer, then you say, Abir Shalosh Pamim Simin Tov Tielachol Yisrael. And you say Baruch Yotzreich, Baruch Yoseich. You'll see the Mishnah in all the details. Hagah v'roiked shalosh pa'amim kinegda, and you dance three times. Now there are different ways to dance. If you ever watched Fiddler on the Roof, you'll see the more sophisticated type. There's dancing in circles. We today go in circles, but there's a dancing su'usha arim. What do you do in su'usha arim? Ani roiked kinegdech. Okay, there's a lot of Chassidish Torah on this. There's a dancing going back and forth. Kishem Sha'anid Roiket Kinegdech. In front of you. You go back and forth. And then there are dancing in circles. Mechol. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says that Li'as Alavak L'Shbaruch Hu Leikam Mechol HaTzadikim. The other psukim. The multiple psukim in Tanakh. We say, they make mention that you dance in a circle, Mamar Chazal with the Benos Yisrael on Lohoyu Yom Tovim LeYisrael Ketubav and Yom Kippurim Shabbat Benos Yisrael Yoytzais. They would go around. They would dance in a circle. Okay, so there are times when you dance in circles, and there are times when you dance Kashem Shani Roiket Kinegdech. Now, what's very interesting is I've never seen by Kiddush Levana. I've seen. They know they do it in yeshivas. They dance Kiddush Levana. In the average shul, Mitzvah Shabbos, no one's in the mood of dancing. I don't know. So they dance very very graphic. They dance. They dance. Okay, so some shuls they dance. They go. So okay, so I've seen this. We've all seen this. They dance a little recut, very very quickly, a little recut in the circle. But I've never seen anyone dance Su'usha Arim type of dancing by Kiddush Levana. But really, that's what you should do, because that's what it says. It says Roike Kinegdech. So let's go further. You'd say this expression, all the things that we know from the Siddur, Ulamafrey, and then you say the Pasik backwards. You say the Pasik, the same Pasik, backwards. We'll see Woka Ovid Yidmu, Shalosh Pabim, Vim Lachaver, Shalosh Pabim, Shalom Alecha. We say Shalom Alechem, right? Is that what we say? What do we say? So he's Shalom Alecha, Umeshiv Havi Kishoyel, which means that you don't have to say it three times. If you respond, If you're slow, you're not saying, and someone says to you three times Shalom Aleichem, and you respond Aleichem Shalom, and you respond three times, it's equivalent to saying Shalom Aleichem. You don't have to go around and say Shalom Aleichem. Because David's Malchus compared to Levana, and the day will come when the Malchus of David will be renewed, like the moon will be renewed. And a Klal Yisrael will return to cleave to to her husband. Klai shows can be a kala. Hashem is because it's going to be the chasan. Shulah kadosh baruch hu dugmas halavana hamis chadeshes im hachama. The levana renews just like a woman is a nida, and every month she renews herself to her husband. Likewise, klal yishol, now we are in galus, we are like a nida, we have been put aside, and we will one day be renewed to our husband, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the levana does. So shenemar, shemesh umogein Hashem, shemesh umogein Hashem, Hashem is a shield, Hashem is compared to the shemesh. And this pasuk is a very important pasuk where it explicitly says, shemesh umogein Hashem. Hashem is a sun, and He is a shield for us. So if Hashem is the sun, then we are the moon, because the moon is mekabel the or from the shemesh. U'lechein therefore also we make simachos v'rikudin. We make simachos. Interesting. Over here, the word simachos is just on the side. What is the pillar for simcha? Simachot. So why do we always say simchos? We won't discuss this. Why do we say simchos? We should have a lot of simchas. Simchas. So by the Israelis, they say smachot. Right? Is that we have over here a guest, right? Yisrael? He says smachot. So why is that correct? You say that it's smachot? Neretzol. Did Neretzol everyone ever say simchas?
No.
Never. Unheard of. Unheard of. No, not necessarily. The reason why there are people that say, I once heard this, if it's correct, I do not know, but I once heard this discussed. The reason why there's a minig not to say, it says here in the word simachos, and here in the Ramah, but the reason why some people do not say simachos is because in one of the mesechtas ketanos is mesechtas simachos. And it's quoted extensively, all over, it's all the rabbinic literature, Mesechta Simachos, and it's a euphemism for the laws of Avelos. So there are people, there are different madrigos of people, they're very sensitive, touchy, spooky things, they don't want to have anything to do with Chas V'Shalom, with Avelos, so they don't want to wish their friend Smachot. It's like a curse. I'm wishing you, there should be Avelos, there should be in mourning. It's a euphemism. So what are you going to say then? What are you going to say? There is no other word. So it came part of...
They fudged it.
Right. It's an invention. It's a crude invention of man. If you don't want to say smachot, to say simchas. Okay, is it true? Is it not true? I do not know. Okay, Shabbos. We will get into Shabbosim. Shabbosos. There's no such thing as Shabbosim. Shabbosos. So someone wants to explain to me, no, they're making a big mistake in Yiddish. In Yiddish, the plural of Shabbos is Shabbosim. Shabbosim. So it's not necessary. So we all grew up, we don't realize that we're all under the influence of Yiddish-speaking great-grandparents or grandparents. So we don't realize it has been carried down to us. So I don't know. Is it true? Is it not true? I don't know. But whatever. No, Shalosh is Shulchan Aruch, right? Suda Shlishit.
Right.
So, but in Shulchan Aruch already. In Shulchan Aruch, the title of the siman is Shalosh Suudos. So that already has much more makar for that. When you eat the third meal, it's a gilui that the other two meals we eat in L'shem Kavod Shabbos, not in L'shem the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, right? Shalosh Suudos. So that already has more of a heavy duty standing than but this over here it says beferish l'chein oisim simachos. We do things of simachos v'likudin v'kiddush ha'chodesh dugmas simchas nisuin like a chasen v'kala. We it represents very that by kiddush levana. That's why we learn mitzvah Shabbos. You were big day, you big day Shabbos. You mevusam. You go to a wedding. When you go out to do kiddush levana, you go to a nifu. You have to why they are in yom v'likudin. Let's over here the Mishnah Berurah. Some of these Mishnah Berurah starting with that yud gimel. You'd give on the previous page. V'soyleinav, you put your eyes up high. Kasa bishir knes agdola. On the previous page reish pezayin. Sif kan yud gimel. Kasa bishir knes agdola. Demashon luchar daad gemar kol asay de toyleinabah. So it means you should look. Simply, it means toyleinav. You should suspend your eyes. What does it mean to suspend your eyes? Look at the Levana. And that simply means that during the entire Fina Lebracha by heart, or during the entire time of the Beis HaLebracha, you should be looking at the moon. That's the minute that you should constantly be looking at the Levana. That's a very bad idea, because it looks like you're worshipping the moon. Only until you assign the bracha, which also is a chiddush, because during the bracha, that's the part of the Levana. That even during the bracha, you should not be looking at the moon, because it looks like you're worshipping the moon. You first see that there is a levana. You dance. Do not bend your knees. Why? Because if you bend your knees when you dance, lightweight dancing, don't get too carried away in the dancing. The loye nirki chodei al levana, like you're bowing down to the moon. Ella yismech al etzvoi tzragel v'yirko. You shall just like do like tiptoes, right? Just like the kadosh 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 type of dancing, when you lift up your toes and your ankle. Well, I'm afraid. Then you take the pasuk, you read the pasuk, and you read the pasuk of kashem shati balei imosa fachad, and then you say ka'oven yidmu zracha bigdul fachad imosa alem tipol. So you say the pasuk tipol aleihem both ways, backwards, forwards, and backwards. Well, my friend, ka'oven v'kotzmag navar b'shem mati moshe sheishayim kol pasuk ad konisa. The achakach lemafreya, that some say the whole pasuk. Which pasuk is this? Let me get a sidur. So we say ka'avin means backwards, and then which pasuk does he say backwards? I'm not sure what he's referring to. He says ka'avin. The whole pasuk is tipa aloyim masav afachad bigdol drachid mukaven. The pasuk goes further. Is that maybe that's not the ka'avin? Tipa aloyim masav afachad bigdol drachid mukaven. Let me go to us. Let me go to back to the Oz Yashir. This is from Oz Yashir. Give me 1 second. Is that part of the same pasuk?
No. Well,
different pasuk.
Yes.
Tipol aleihem.
That's one pasuk.
It's one pasuk. Yes, one pasuk. Here it is. Tipol aleihem imosav v'fachad bigdol zracha yidmu kaven ad yavor amcha Hashem ad yavor am zukonisa. So he's saying, the Morgan Avraham says, and why do we stop in the middle of the pasuk? This is not a good idea. It's not the minig, obviously. Because Morgan Avraham should shem atim moishu sheish oimim kol ha-pasuk ad konisa v'achach l'mafreya. We do not do that, obviously. But that's what it says to be done. Interesting idea. V'yem l'chaveroi, maybe it's because there's a shem Hashem. I'm just trying to imagine why not. Because you have the Shem Hashem, so when you sing the Shem Hashem out of the context of a pasuk in the right way, you're getting yourself into trouble. Okay, so that's perhaps why. So when you come to Hashem and you're saying it backwards, it appears to be a little bit strange. Okay, tes zayin. You say to your friend, shalom aleichem. So what's the reason? People wonder, why do you say shalom aleichem? It's a Shabbos. Because since you're saying may Hashem bring punishment, tipol aleichem imosav v'fachat, may you bring terror and fear upon them, so maybe you're referring to your next door neighbor, to your neighbor that you're standing to, right? Isn't that what it means? Think of what you're saying. Tibol aleihem emosav fachad, bring upon them emon pachad big with your mighty hand. May they be silent like a stone. They should drop dead. Who should drop dead? The guy that I sit next to in shul. That's what it sounds like. That's why you say shalom alecha, not to you. Not to you. You're my best friend. Chas v'shalom shai say this. I am going to have Shizko oid gal kama psukim sheish kabal oimam v'loy hehet hakum tekvar ksuvim b'seder kiddush levon v'nagu akol oimam. There are many more things which we say, which obviously we have all these memories. We have Simon Tov Mal Tov, does not say that in Shulchan Aruch, and we have David. No, everything here. Baruch Yoytzich, Baruch Osich, Baruch Kodich, Baruch Baruch. And we say Kol Doidi from Shir Hashirim, and we say Shir Hanalois from David, and the Halleluka from David, and we have the Braisa from the Gemara, and we have a Yiratzain, and then we finish off with Lamatzeach and Aleinu. Therefore, there are many things that we do say, and it's brought down in the Siddurim. I'll just tell you a good joke before you see the Dershus, is that a person once came to a shul, and he said to the Rav, after he was there for a few weeks, in this shul, everyone is so cold. No one gives me a shalom aleichem. I sit there, I'm here for a few months, nothing. The only time I got a shalom aleichem is at Kiddush Levana. I went outside, I was saying Kiddush Levana, so someone said to me, shalom aleichem. So the Rav, he thinks for a few minutes, and he says, really? What a shame. I want you to do me a taiva, take all the siddurim and go to Kiddush Levana and cross out the Shalom Aleichem. Loiplug. Loiplug. I don't want there to be any difference. They don't say Shalom Aleichem Shabbos morning, they shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem Mitzvah Shabbos. So take it out of the siddur. You don't find that funny? Okay, let's go back to the previous page. Let us see some of the issue number 29. What?
Don't quit your day job.
Okay, 29. Back to the previous page. Turn back to page. Reish Pei Zayin on the right side, number 29. The toilet, so we have over here a big machlek is how long should you look at the Levana? The Mishnah brings down from the Magen Avraham, the best thing to do is to look at it for one moment and do not look at it more than that, because it looks like you're worshiping the moon. We say the brachos of El Sheish Laim Rabbi Yitoch Sidur. So he's asking a question, how can you be looking at the moon when you're supposed to be saying from a Siddur? Not everyone knows the bracha by heart. Not everyone is so smart. So how can you be doing both at the same time? Doesn't say the Nusach in the moon. Can you imagine it'll project the Nusach onto the moon? Some new technology. So they're doing wrong. So if you want to be from that group of people that's looking at the moon, that he brings down two opinions. Two of the three opinions said that you should be looking at the moon when you say the entire bracha. But before you begin to say the bracha, if you're going to say the bracha by looking at the moon, obviously you're going to be saying it by heart. That means that you have an obligation to review the bracha before you say the bracha. You're not allowed just to come Kiddush Levana and say, oh, I'm a genius, I remember from last month, and I'll say it by heart. That Shalai, because he's saying the Shem Hashem, and it's a long bracha, even someone very intelligent can forget and miss a word, and you're mechuyev to arrange the bracha, to prepare the bracha before you say it by heart. You don't have to actually look at the bracha in sub before you say the bracha. If you want to be from that group of people that will be looking at the moon when you are saying the bracha, you must review the bracha at least mentally before you recite the bracha. How exactly should you stand? All it said, how exactly should you stand? I'll show you where it is. It's on the 29, second paragraph. Ilchavein Mizrach.
29,
the second paragraph. Mizrach. You should be facing Mizrach. This people do not do. You don't see people doing it. Wherever the moon is, that's the direction they face. You should face Mizrach. When you look where the moon is, after you see where the moon is, then turn your face towards Mizrach. V'chein kasa gana v'chaim knievsky. V'chal shuv v'chal vush shay mor. V'chai kasa shesh m'shesh m'kola noigim kach. V'chal shuv v'chal chachma kav t'chayim d'an shahayinu davka m'kom ha-shakiv v'na t'fila hu l'mizrach. Av m'kom ha-shem espal l'mutzad marav. Yeh shlamo b'kidish l'vonot. Okay, that doesn't parsha. That depends on the part of the world you live in. But it doesn't make a difference. That's exactly what it's telling you. It doesn't make a difference. Even if the moon is a Ma'ariv, the moon is northwest. You should look at the moon, see where the moon is, then turn face Mizruch and put your feet together. People don't do this. People don't know the halacha. They don't know the halacha. Ideally, you should face Mizruch and you should put your feet together. You're being mispalta and the shchinto kadosh baruch hu. Ma'ash kasef hashulchan aruch shemiyash esragel v'shem ekal kish levana beiru hayisur shavoida v'ben ishchai v'hamikra seifrim shetzorach lamed boy kitzfila shmoine esrei. When it says liyasher rag, it doesn't just mean to stand up. It means to put your feet together like you're davening the shmon esrei. You are being Oimei lifnei hamelech, you mean makabel the pnei hashchina, and the shchina is Mizrach. The shchina is where the base hamigdash is, Mizrach, and therefore the levana is a zman. It is an object which we use to be makabel pnei shchina, but it's the shchina. It's not the levana, and we're not being mispalel to the levana. The yim liyachah number 30. Yim liyachah shestakbal babohim din zman ma kedei lebracha yachad matzibor. Let's say there is a delay. There is a delay. In other words, you look at the moon. In other words, you go outside, and the Mishnah is following his opinion that you're supposed to not look at the moon. You're supposed to look at the Siddur. So first, you go outside, and the moon is there. Very good. Let me turn to the page, and now you're going to wait 3 minutes for the Tzibur to get their act together, to get outside and start saying. You want to say it together. If you don't have to wait for them more than a half an hour, you don't have to look at the moon again. Okay, doesn't sound like a big deal to us. So go look at the moon again. But for whatever reason, you don't want to look at the moon again. As long as you are within a half an hour from the first time you looked at the moon, you do not have to look at the moon again. You go outside. And you want to say this. People don't realize this is a very big inyan to say it together. Unfortunately, Mitzvah Shabbos, everyone is in such a rush. I don't know where they're going, but everyone's going somewhere, and everyone is in such a rush. So people there are many shifts of saying Kiddush Levana. I don't know if you've been in that situation. But by the time you go outside, they're up to already Oleinu. And then by the time you're in the middle of Bracha, there's another Oleinu, and there's another Kaddish, and there's this. That's wrong. It should be said together. Everyone should go outside. Everyone should be there together. And then there should be a leader. And now you start Kiddush Levana together. So let's say you're waiting outside. You go outside and you look. Oh, there's a Levana. Very good. Now I'm going to wait. And it's taking 5 minutes for everyone to get outside. And while you're waiting to get outside, you start talking. Did the Yankees win? You start talking to your friend. What happened last night? And you start talking Dvarim B'Telim Umivutolim. And then by the time everyone gets outside, oh, okay, we're ready. And now, Hallelujah, you start the Kiddush Levana. But between the time you looked at the Levana to the time you started to say the Hallelujah, the Kiddush Levana, you had a conversation with your neighbor because you were waiting for everyone to come outside. Are you required to look again at the Levana before you begin the Kiddush Levana? The answer is no. As long as it's within 5 minutes, it's not considered a hefsek. Okay, next page.
But that's only if you go in the second sheet that you're not supposed to.
Not supposed to look, correct. But if you're going to look, so then you're looking at it a full time, exactly.
If you're consistently looking at that, how do you turn the Mizrach? Or one is in a different direction?
You have to go to a, I guess it's in a situation where no, it's not a kashas. I mean, if you're facing Mizrach and Levana's over there, how are you going to see? I don't know the answer. It's a very good point. I don't know. Maybe it's only where it's possible. Maybe only where it's possible to do so. You're right. You should not look. Mishmur appears to be of the opinion that you should not be looking at the Levana. So how then are you going to be able to? But according to the opinion that says that you should be looking at the Levana during the time of Bracha, how will you be able to go face Mizrach and look at the Levana? You're right. Maybe according to those opinions that said that you're supposed to look at the Levana the entire time, you don't have to face Mizrach because you can't do both.
But if Mishmur used the words of pain, no,
that that's the custom.
That's what everyone does.
V'chein noaga angu is what is we toila of course I'm sure the gemash l'chol the ad gemar kol asid tel ve'enav v'chein noaga alma. That's what the b'shur kness agdola. I do not know. Is that his own opinion, or is he saying that's what the kness agdola does? I don't know. What I've seen is people don't know it by heart. People have to look in the siddur. People look in the siddur, so you're not looking at it.
I'm talking about the idea of facing Mizrach. The moon's over there, and you're facing out. He says,
that's only according. No, he doesn't say that. That's where the Tol Einav, the Omer.
The first 10 days or so, and then moves to the east.
So how you get if you're gonna stand facing Mizrach and just turn?
No, you're in the south. Right, you move to the left.
Right. It rises in the east, so during the first 15 days.
But right after
time of the night, right? That's a very important point. When if you're doing it during the winter, so it could all the way be to the west already. Sometimes.
But shuls have a Mizrach.
That's
not necessarily every shul is different. Depends where the shul is located. Every shul is different, so you can't generalize. But generally speaking, there is definitely a Maila facing Mizrach. And there's another issue of should you look at the moon when you recite the bracha? There are different opinions. One opinion says yes, one opinion says no. So you're asking, if you're going to follow the opinion that you should look at the moon and the moon is not due east, how are you going to resolve this conflict? So the answer, I guess, is you can't. In that situation, if you're going to follow the opinion, you're going to look at the moon, and you're not going to be able to be facing Mizrach. Okay, let's go further. Look, next Yeshua on the next page, you say to your friend, Shalom Aleichem, 3 times, number 31, In other words, if you take the words of the Mizrach, we take this for granted. But if you take the words of the Ramah, literally, it sounds like you say to one person, the same person, Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, and again, you now know the secret.
Yeah.
When I said, when I said that, it wasn't you. That's what it means. To you, I want Shalom. I don't chas for Shalom want you. So even though technically it sounds, it's in the exact translation, it sounds like you should say the same thing to the same, three of the same person. No, that's not what it means. Kosa Bamat and Moshe. This is very common. This if you don't have three people,
have
so you have a minion, you're all alone, and it's Shabbos or it's during the weekdays, so then you say to one, the same person, you chop a person, ah! Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, to the same person you say it three times. 32. Okay, so we discussed this. I told you about this little secret. That you're supposed to look at your tzitzis. There are 32 tzitzis. There are 32 teeth. 32. And to shake them. We learned this in Yeshaya. Remember this? Will be 7 times the amount of the moon will be increased, like it'll be like what the sun is now, and the sun will be increased either 7 or 7 times 7 or 7 times 7 times 7. There are 3 different opinions of what it means, how many times the sunlight will be increased. 1 times 7, 2 times 7, 3 times 7. Karha or al-chama. Tia mitzvahs tzitzis neheges af belayla. Unbelievable. So therefore we're doing something in Las Lavo. We isem also zechartem is called mitzvahs, the mitzvah of tzitzis we're not giving at night. The chen kol sabesh al shuvas har tzvi, that's why we do it at night. Okay, now, Mr. Glatter mentioned this to me. This comes from the Ber Halacha. Let's try to go to, we'll just look at the Ber Halacha before we see over here the Mishnah Brura. The Ber Halacha is coming from number 33. So let's look there in the little teeny letters, Vishamat. If you turn back to page Resh Pei Zayin, just 3 lines. Turn back to Resh Pei Zayin, and the Be'er Halacha, the last 3 words of the Be'er Halacha, Vishamati Me'echad Divrei Haramaz. Vishamati Me'echad Divrei Tam. Bam bima shenohagu bekama mekoymai slaymar acha kiddush levana aleinu leshabeach. Why do you say that? Haynu shlo yitu chas v'shalom bima she'anu yoytzim neged halavana u'smechem negda sheyeshem chashash rayon shalom noistim kovay la'alavana. We're not worshiping the moon. Lekach anu oymim aleinu leshabeach u'mesaymim ki Hashem hu Elokim. Mashamayim Mimal Ve'ein Oat. Okay, let's just go further. What we're doing is we're going to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and this moon is Hashem's creation. Also in Yeshaya, Now, what does that mean? The ayin perusha b'tur v'yodamol Rabbi Meir Halevi Musal Sanhedrin perash. What does that mean? What does it mean that we mekatzei? What does that funny word mean? The mechama ziknusam due to their old age. The chavdan and their weight, they were heavy, or their body was heavy upon them. It was hard for them to stand. They will be carried on their shoulders. So mekatfe means shoulder, does not mean their shoulder. Their servants would carry them on their shoulder. Because it's Kabbalah Asnashun of Ayin Shan Lumashma Mizeh. The Alkoponim, Semicha Linze, Kamida Lamana. One thing we learn from this Terahag of the Veraloch, a similar thing, that leaning is good enough. There are many, many Yanim in Halacha. Sometimes a person must stand, and sometimes one can sit, and sometimes it can be in the middle. Leaning, like when you get an Aliyah, you're not supposed to lean on the Bima. Because if you lean on the Bima. What?
The guy was annoyed, but I told him.
You're not supposed to lean on the bima when you get an aliyah. Because you're supposed to stand. So the rule is, if you would take away the bima, sometimes you're just pressing against the object. If you would take it away, suddenly would you fall down? So if your person would not fall down, that's not called leaning. The person would fall down, that is called leaning. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, ideally you should stand. It says in the Mechaber. It's Eil Lefnei HaMelech. But if a person cannot stand, so then the next best thing is to lean, as we find by these two Talmidei Chum, they would lean on their shoulders of their servants. He disagrees. Person has a cane, should not lean on the cane if he does not need so. If the person does not need so. Okay, let's just go a little further than Be'er Halacha. You say, Rabbi Lechia Zil Lein Ta Vikat Shel Yarcho Shlachlan Simona David Melech Yisrael Chai Vikaya. The simon that they use, they had codes that during Hanukkah times, during this one of the Nisim of Hanukkah, the Yavanim would go on Chodesh. That you're not allowed to be Mekadesh to Chodesh. So the simonim that they would use, the code that they would use to tell the people that they were Mekadesh to Chodesh, was David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayam. We learned before, though, we learned last week, another reason why we say David Melech, the Mishnah brought this down, was because that David, Hashem told David Melech, beating himself to Shabbos, that David will die on Shabbos. Every Shabbos, David felt that his life was threatened. And he would spend the entire Shabbos turning to her non-stop, and the Malach HaMavis would not have no Shlita. And when Mitzvah Shabbos came and he was still alive, he made a Su'udas Malava Malka. We really learned this by the Malava Malka in Yin, that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. So it became, since Mitzvah Shabbos Malava Malka is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, it became a code that during times of Shmad, when they were not allowed in Mekadesh Levan, in order to indicate the Levan was they stand for they said David Melech Yisrael. So it became part of our custom, our tradition to say this when we recite Kiddush Levana. Let's just see the Dirshu before we finish up. Dirshu number 33 and 34. Very important. But if you're saying Aleinu alone, Aval Yachid Shoimer Kiddush Levana, Eino Yitzarech Loimar Aleinu Lishvech. Okay, that's a secret halacha. Not everyone knows that. And he's saying it privately, you need not say Aleinu, it's part of the din of the Tzibur. Aleinu Lishvech Splashon Rabim, it's not for the Yachid.
What is considered the Tzibur?
10 people.
Minion.
So I say 2 or 3 other people.
L'chari not. L'chari means after. L'chari need a minion. L'chari. I'm not 100% certain, but that's what it would appear. Number 34. What else does it say here in the Bir Halacha? Kas v'gun ha'min tindyevsky. Shemesayim b'keta zeh v'einet tzoch lemar es keta ha'sheni al kein nekavalcha. Exactly. This v'nemar. Look what he says. This is an amazing thing. Okay, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's not necessary. The only reason why we're saying Eleinu is because of Ki Hashem who looking by Shemaim Yimel Veheres Brachas Ein Od. There's no need to say Al Kein Nekavu Hashem Lachin Leiras Veheres Brachas Zech. It's not davening. It's not part of this. Eleinu is part of this Chatzila. We'll say Al Kein Nekavu Lachin for whatever reason. That's another discussion. But the only reason why we're saying Eleinu is because of don't think of worshiping the moon. So it's enough just to say the first half of Eleinu. I've yet to see a shul that follows this halacha. They goes together, but it's a fascinating insight. It's not necessary. Okay, we will stop and take a break.